preparing for rulership. In this talk with you, my people, the nation of Israel, the tribe of Judah, the nation of Yahweh, the so-called blacks of America, I want you to realize that our God Yahweh is here. What is he here to do? To redeem and make us the rulers forever. Let us turn to 1 Chronicles 28:4. Let us read.
Howbeit, the Lord Yahweh, God of Israel, chose me before all the house of my father to be king over Israel forever. For he hath chosen Judah to be the ruler, and of the house of Judah, the house of my father, and among the sons of my father, he liked me to make me king over all Israel.
My father, Yahweh, liked me. This scripture is about Yahweh ben Yahweh. And here we see the God of Israel made a choice. And there are a lot of people who wish the choice had been them. I've even encountered women who asked the question. When I first started teaching, I was at one of our brother's houses. She wanted to know, why God didn't choose her? Why did he have to choose me? Yahweh ben Yahweh. Why didn't God choose her instead of me? Now it's something when even a female be jealous of God's choice. So if a female wished that she was Moses, that's a direct indication there are a lot of men who wish they were Moses. But it's one thing about it, no matter who has ever been jealous of God's choice, it never changed itself. We're talking about rulership now. When Yahweh chooses a people to rule forever, it may upset nations just as it did all the brothers of Joseph. It might have been 12 of them. All of them wanted to kill Joseph but one. Judah. Now I wonder why Judah didn't want to kill Joseph. Although Joseph was the one having the dream and had the coat of many colors. The others wanted to kill him because they didn't want Joseph to rule over them. Somehow they knew Joseph was blessed, and they knew what he was saying must have had power and weight, or they wouldn't have worried about it. They knew something supernatural was working in behalf of Joseph for him to have the nerve to say he was going to rule. And something was going on in the mind of Judah, which said, I can't afford to kill him because I'm looking at how people are going to be by me. And I know I want to live to realize my destiny as Judah. Brothers, you can't kill Joseph, because Yahweh has chosen him and blessed him to have his time to rule. See, Judah was willing to sit back and wait for his time to come, because he knew there was going to be a change in the situation. No matter who will be ruling right now, my time is coming. I believe there's a message in that for us. And I believe you're hearing it and seeing it for the first time in a way you haven't seen it before. And I've given you years to see this. But until tonight, you haven't seen it like this before. Because Yahweh didn't give you the vision he gave me. So my insight is unique. And when I resurrect you, you can see, but you can't see beyond me. You can only see me, but you can't see beyond me. My light is too powerful for you to see beyond the pure white light of my mind. So Judah reached out and stepped up and said his life must be preserved. But even Judah was outnumbered at the time. But he carried a powerful voice. See, when you have just two gathered together in Yahweh's name, he gets to be in the midst of those two. So between Judah and Joseph, Joseph's life was preserved. And the brothers got together and sold him into slavery. And he rose from slavery to rulership. And the same ones that wanted to kill him but couldn't, the same ones that sold him into slavery to get rid of him, Yahweh brought them back. And they had to bow. He put conditions where they could not eat where they were. They had to come to the one they wanted to kill to eat. They had to come to the one they wanted to kill and sold into slavery to eat. Yahweh is something. And after all of that, the same Judah is to prevail and become the ruler forever. And out of Judah is to come the lion of the tribe. Shiloh is to come from Judah. The branch is to come from Judah. See, Yahweh made a choice here. The God of Israel has made a choice. And it doesn't matter how many get together to try to frustrate Yahweh's choice, he prevails. Yahweh's choice is never frustrated. My choice of you will not be frustrated. I have come for you, and I will not be frustrated. They say that we don't look like much, but imagine how we looked when I was all by myself. So as I look around tonight, I look a lot better than I did when I started. Because I have a whole lot more folks looking like me from around the country now. Something's going on. My arms are stretched out to you when you come. And when you try to run from me, my arms are still stretched out. And when you decide to come back, when you find my arms still stretched out. That same Lord waiting on you. It's up to you. But my love for you is eternal. No matter what, the God of Israel chose me. Check the word out. He chose me before. All. He chose me before all. You got to read it, see. You got to understand. Look. Before the whole, he chose me. Before there was a house of Israel, he chose me. Before there was anything, he chose me. Before the God of Israel chose me before there was Israel. He chose me when there was no Israel. Even when there was no Israel. It was Jacob. He chose me before your name was changed to Israel. And when he chose Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, I was chosen before Jacob. And when Yahweh chose to bless Isaac, I was chosen before Isaac. And when Yahweh chose Abraham to bless him, I was chosen before him. And when Yahweh chose Adam to be his son, I was chosen before him. And although Lucifer, Satan, was cast down to the earth, I was chosen before him. And before there was an earth, I was chosen from the beginning. Or ever the earth was, I was with the God of Israel. The book said I was chosen before all. You can put a period up right there. That makes you foolish to be jealous of my post. There's nothing you can do about it. Now, I don't care. That means that any God of somebody's imagination comes after the God of Israel. Because the God of Israel chose me before all. Before there was any other God, I was. I am. It tells you. What do you choose me to be? King. Over how much of Israel? Not with. Not king with Israel. Over. All of Israel has to look up to the King of Israel. And how long did Yahweh choose me to be king? So I don't need your vote. I don't need your permission. I don't need you to acquiesce. I don't need you to capitulate. I don't need you to review. Because I am. When you didn't know about Israel or about Yahweh, I was king. forever. And when you figure out forever, you'll know how long I'm king. Now this is a blessing for Israel. See, Israel doesn't have to go through confusion. Don't have to worry about parliamentary procedure. Don't have to worry about the democratic process. Simple. Just go with Yahweh's choice, and everything will be in sync. Now here's a greater blessing. Not only did he choose me to be king over Israel forever, but he also chose Judah to be what?
Ruler.
What kind of ruler? The ruler. Judah's one of the tribes, one of the 12. And Judah, the tribe of Judah, is chosen to be the ruler.